93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 86 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
It's time for the Miller's Edge with New York Giants legend and South Carolina Hall of Famer Corey Miller
and his son,
four-time SEC champion
and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
And not down again. It was Christian Miller.
Here is college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
WTBC presented by the Good Feet Store, America's art sport experts. Hope everybody is doing well. Hope you guys are ready to kick things off, kick your game day weekend off the right way with here with us here at the Miller's Edge, getting you guys ready for this matchup against Wisconsin tomorrow. Again, 11 a.m. kickoff, very early one. On the bright side, though, my post game show for after the game will be done way earlier. I'll be done in the afternoon, which is nice. It won't be 1 in the morning when I'm finishing up talking football. That's always a little tough, man. I'm getting old, man. I was complaining, obviously, about, you know, realize the thing, you know, just as you get older, man, you definitely feel it. But I also realized, man, staying up is not my thing. And I'll tell you this. I just was telling you guys before we came on here, last night went to the wrestling event, Crimson Clash. It was at Two Dimes here in Tuscaloosa. And listen, It was a great turnout, man. I was actually really I was really impressed with the turnout. I didn't know what to expect because you just know. I mean, listen, I'm a big wrestling fan, Chase. I know you're a big wrestling fan, but I didn't know about here in Tuscaloosa. I didn't know how I was going to end up, especially being at a new venue like Two Dimes. But man, it was awesome. And shout out to Joe Gaither, right? He used to do work here at Town Square. He was basically the ring announcer, and he did a phenomenal job. But man, it was the venue. I'm telling you guys, it like with the lighting and the, you know, the sound system. I mean, it was great. And then I was really impressed with the matches, guys. I mean, that was like the first time I've gone to. Well, no, second. When I was younger, I had gone to an indie show. Now I'd gone to some WWE events when I was a kid, but this is like my first, I guess, indie show being older, right? And it was cool, man. Really cool. A lot of former Bama alumni were actually taking part in it, and just a really cool turnout, man. So I'm hoping that since it went so well, they'll bring it back again, because I mean, with the venue and everything, it was awesome, man. I mean, they had the seats, and I'll try to pull up a picture in a minute, but they had like the seats like right there. I mean, it was just really cool, man. And then crazy enough, Chase, one of the guys wrestling, I didn't even realize at the time, I just was watching, I was like, dang, I was like, this is a good match. It was the first one, right? I realized one of the guys wrestling, I know the guy, he works at the gym I used to go to, right? Well, I still go to every now and then, but I was like, man, that's awesome. Good for him. And he killed it, man. He crushed it. So shout out to him for doing that. He said he'd been training for like 9 months now, but really good stuff. So if you guys are into wrestling like me and Chase are, and you're in the area, man, make sure you still can check them out. I'm going to give them a shout out because they were awesome, man. It's called New Era Wrestling. I think they typically are in the Jasper area. So I think you can check that out pretty frequently there, but hopefully, you know, they'll start having some more stuff around here, like with the, you know, Two Dimes venue, because that was really cool to do. And I had a hell of a time, man. I even got to get in the ring because that's always been one of my things, Chase. I don't know if you're like me, but I've always had that curiosity, like, how does the ring actually feel? You know what I mean? Because you see them fall and like they just land up, you know, on their back, their head. And you just assume like, oh, I'm sure it's probably like cushion, right? Well, Chase, the answer is it's not very soft, man. It's literally like wooden boards, but then they've got like a little layer of like somewhat padding, but it's very stiff. Now, the wrestlers I was talking to, all of them, they did tell me that ring was more stiff than some of the others for sure. But I took a little bump, right? Hold on. In the context of wrestling, I took a bump, meaning that's where you fall, right? You basically take a fall, right? Let me clarify, because that definitely could come out totally wrong if you don't understand wrestling terminology. But that wasn't too bad. Then I got to do a little roll in the ring. Here, let me see if I can pull it up real quick. Yeah, here it is. Chase, you guys on the stream, tell me my form, right? So here I am doing a little roll in. Chase, what do you think, man? Get on the mic. Tell me what you think, right? I mean,
you got some potential, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
a little stiff. So you backed up.
It was slow.
Sometimes people get them like they get tangled in the bottom rope.
Dude, well, see, that's why I went slow, because like I said, it's first time ever doing this, right? And so I just was like, I mimic what I see on TV. Bro, listen, and then she's like, nah, you gotta get on the ropes. So I got on the ropes, got to flex on the ropes a little bit, pound my chest. Yeah, man. It was cool, bro. I'm not gonna lie. Like, and I know you guys that probably aren't interested are like, dude, what are you talking about? They just listen, it was like not necessarily living out a childhood dream, but growing up, man, we always used to wrestle. I don't think you had a childhood if you didn't grow up wrestling with your brothers or cousins, playing around, copying the entrances. Like mine was, I had a dirt bike growing up, right? And my entrance, I rolled into my dirt bike, and my finisher was like cutting a backflip off a power box at the apartments we grew up in, right? So like being able to feel the ring and stuff, and I was asking them a million questions, like, all right, so like the chair shots and this and that. I basically got to get all that stuff answer. So again, man, it was a really cool event. Shout out to New Era Wrestling. Again, they are in Birmingham area, I believe, like Jasper, I believe. Consistently, I think it was their second time in Tuscaloosa. First time at Two Dimes. The first time they ever came, I think they're like outside. But this time, I'm telling you guys, with the lights and the sign, it was a really cool event. They did a great job. So shout out to those folks there for putting on such a great event, man. I had such a great time. I mean, I loved every bit of it, man. I feel like a kid. So anyway, now that we got that out the way, just know we are going to dive into football talk. Definitely about to talk about this Wisconsin game. It's prediction day. We've been talking about matchups, things to expect. So I'll keep that brief, right? I don't want to bore you guys with the same stuff. So I'll generalize it, right? What do I expect to go on in this game? Give my predictions. But the biggest thing is I want to get y'all's predictions. It is Prediction Friday. Got to see if we can get somebody to hit the nail on the head, man. We still haven't had that yet, right? So make sure you guys are dropping your predictions. You can do it here on YouTube. But again, keep receipts of it. I'll try to make sure. Again, I don't unprepared. That's the flag on me. I'll try to find one here in a minute. But I'll make sure I write everything down the best I can. But keep receipts just in case you do get it right. And we can go back if we need to. And we might actually be able to go just check the chat, actually, now that I think about it. But we'd love for you guys to call in 205-342-9904. So we'll talk about this Alabama-Wisconsin matchup, get you guys ready for that. Of course, we got to do that. We'll take a look around college football in general, look at some of these other matchups. We'll be joined by Reagan Starn of R&R Cigars at 12 to get his smoking hot picks. So if you guys are into putting some little wagers on games, right? Maybe listen more. Reagan's better with the betting side of things. I'll be honest with you. And I'll give you some football takes, but I always tell people. As a matter of fact, I was on a betting show. Was it last week, I believe? And it was week one. And Chase, I'm not gonna lie to you, I literally, and I'm talking about, I was like a big like Vegas betting show. They just reached out to me and they wanted me to break down the Florida State game. And I prefaced, and I'm like, I know you guys are a betting sports show, but just hear me out. I'm not in that stuff. So whatever I tell you guys on the show, do not get mad at me or use it. Just take it with a grain of salt. And sure enough, I'm not gonna lie, the breakdown I gave is what I gave on here about saying, you know, I like Bama in this game, but I do see some challenges. And I talked about the Gus Malzahn, the Tommy Castellanos thing. So they probably are pretty glad I did that, because I might have steered people away from taking the points bet or something. I might have helped some people out. But just know, I'm not an expert when it comes to that. So please do that stuff responsibly. That being said, let's hit a timeout. We come back, we'll get things started. Talking this Alabama-Wisconsin game, talking predictions, keys, all that good stuff. We got plenty of time to do it, so we'll take our time. And per usual, man, drop those questions. I know we've got plenty of them. Drop them down in the chat. Drop them in the app message inbox on that Tide 100.9 app. That is free to download if you guys haven't already. What are you waiting for? You can listen to this show, all the other shows, get all that stuff right there on the app. So make sure you guys do just that. And we'll hit it all right here on the Miller's Edge. Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Presented by the Good Feet Store, America's art support experts. Home of those premium art supports designed to eliminate and alleviate all types of pain. Foot pain, knee pain, back pain, hip pain, you name it, they will take care of it. So make sure you let them take care of you. Midtown Village, where you find them here in Tuscaloosa. Right there off of McFarland Boulevard. Walk-ins are welcome. Or you can always schedule an appointment on their website, goodfeet.com. Right? And find more information and the nearest location to you. Again, that is the Good Feet Store, improving the quality of people's lives 2 feet at a time. Quick timeout. We'll be right back.
Or that's 800-274-5104. What do you have to lose? Call 800-274-5104. Again, 800-274-5104.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Support Experts. All right, we got our wrestling talk out of the way, so we'll move forward on with some football talk. Obviously, Alabama taking on Wisconsin tomorrow, 11 o'clock kick, looking to build off of what they did last week. And what was it that they did? Well, they put up 73 on a lesser opponent and held them scoreless, which is really good stuff. But most importantly, what they did that I was impressed with and that what I wanted to see was they played with an intensity that we all were hoping they would show up with. Now, does that carry forward? That's to be determined. We'll find out tomorrow. But again, like Coach DeBoer has been saying, man, one step at a time is the most important thing right here, 1 week at a time. And look, I'll say this, guys. I mean, you're looking at this Wisconsin team again. 2-0 on the season, hadn't really played anybody yet. Middle Tennessee, Miami of Ohio, clearly have some, question marks of their own. Starting quarterbacks out in this game. Definitely don't think it's a game you necessarily should overlook. I mean, even though I feel very confident in this game, I feel like we do, respond again in the way that we need to. You just know, I mean, they got better players than last week, but I wouldn't be shocked if you just see some things from them, right? If you see some in these kind of games, Chase, I mean, I feel like it's one of those things where we saw the reverses on the tape from last week, right? Gimmicky type stuff could come up. But I think the most important thing is we got to continue to just focus on ourselves and play the way that, look, we came out and played last week, right? And then just looking at, the backup quarterback situation, guy that might be a little bit more mobile than the other guy. But I think really, man, getting after him is important. I still just want to see that pass rush. And I think there will be opportunities in this game. And the reason I think that is, even though this team wants to run the ball, and I feel like they will try to establish their running game, of course, like everybody does, but that's literally what they want to do. I just feel like personally, if they struggled to run the football on Miami of Ohio and in Middle Tennessee, right, I just truly believe there's definitely not going to be a great chance of running the football on us, which is going to then make them a little more one-dimensional and try to open things up, which we've seen. They like to throw the football when they can. That, and then we saw the reverse type stuff. That being said, I think we'll have some opportunities in this game, even though, you look at their offense, you expect more of a run first type deal. I think there will be opportunities to get after the quarterback, and I just want to see us step up. Like, that is my biggest challenge for this defense in this game, other than build off of the intensity that we played with last week. And I know some people I've heard say things like, oh man, like people are making too much of the one sack, or too many people are making it too much. But it's like, it's not the number. It's just the fact that we have to generate more pressure. We have to affect the quarterback. And this is going to be a good opportunity, right? I mean, I think there will be moments in this game to really get after. Now, obviously, you got to, earn the right to rush. But we used to always say stop the run first, which I think we should be able to do, right? But when we do get those opportunities to get after the quarterback, I want to see us make the most. I want to see who's going to step up, right? I want to see Yonze Pierre to build off of what he's, showed at least last week, show a little bit more. Because I think down the stretch, guys, I really believe he's going to be one of the most important people. Like, you look at Quay Rousseau, I know you got LT Overton, you got, I don't really know who else really got this, James Smith on the interior. But Jordan Renaud is a guy that I feel like has potential. But I feel like either, Renaud or even, but more so even Yonze, man, I think down the stretch, those guys are going to be key because we need them to step up, right? It's not like you just go get somebody right now. Those guys are going to have to take that next step and help out in that pass rush. And I think that would help this defense tremendously if they can do that. And I think they'll have an opportunity in this game, but we'll see how much. I could be wrong. I know they got the backup in there, but again, He played last week a lot against Middle Tennessee and threw the ball a good bit. Again, the running game has struggled, so we'll have to see. But let's do this. Let's take our time out. We come back. We'll go to the phone lines. We'll continue breaking this down. I know we got Tommy and others lined up, so we'll go to you guys. That way we can save my stuff a little bit later. All right, here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Art Sport Experts. Quick timeout. Be right back. Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9-
or adoptive parent.
For more information, call 1-866-4-AL-KIDS. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation.
Across the United States.
And from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers.
Trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers.
Who are resilient.
And won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches.
Athletic trainers and mentors.
Who are shaping. Because Seize the Deal lets you eat big without breaking the bank. These deals won't last forever. Visit seizethedeal.com/cities/Tuscaloosa.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9600. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
95.3 The Bear
and Sports Radio Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC
are partnering with Baumhauer's Victory Grill this season
to put you in the best seats in the house at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Sign up online at 95.3thebear.com,
on the app,
or the Tide 100.9 app.
Each week,
we'll pick a winner for a pair of tickets to an Alabama home football game. Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
With two locations in Tuscaloosa.
Harper Lee Drive and Baumhauer South on Courtney Drive. Let Baumhauer's Victory Grill put you in the best seats in the house.
With 95.3 The Fair
and Sports Radio Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Support Experts. All right, we're about to go to the phone lines first. Here's a quick little snippet of Wisconsin's quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who is expected to be their starter this week with their original starter out for this game. So this was him answering a question about if anything stood out from the Florida State loss that he's going to use going into this game.
When you watch what Florida State did to Alabama in week one, was there anything you took away that you can apply for yourself going into the matchup?
They ran the ball really well. They did a lot of good things in the running game, so just being able to try and emulate that. Their quarterback did a lot of good things with his feet too, so just trying to, you know, maybe extend plays with my legs or you know, just checking the play, checking our runs to what we want to see and to what we want to run into. That's definitely something that I'm going to take great pride in this week.
So there you go. So, you know, in terms of, you know, look, football is a copycat sport. People are always watching to see what had success, what works. So no shocker there. But this guy does have a little bit more of an athletic ability. Makes you wonder, I mean, what they might try to throw in. Because, again, I mean, Wisconsin knows. If they just try to line up and beat Alabama just straight up, it's not going to happen. But I do believe, again, I mean, you know, they want to run the ball. They're definitely going to try it. Haven't done it well, but maybe they, like you just said, get to it a certain way. Maybe they change how they get to those runs or what those runs might look like. Because obviously they, like I mentioned initially a couple of days ago, they're going to look at what Florida State did, what they do, have 230 yards on the ground. They're going to try to get to that. I just don't think they're going to have success like that. I could be wrong. If they might change their whole running game and find a way to be successful. But personally, I think they're going to struggle unless they implement some new stuff. And that's why I think they might end up in a situation where they're throwing the ball a good bit and we do have a chance. Or at least even later in the game, right? Like maybe the first half, you see them running a good bit. Maybe they start playing from behind because we're putting up a good number of points. And then that comes up, which I definitely could see that. Maybe first half, a little bit more run heavy for them. Second half, they really start airing it out. Personally, that's really kind of how I see it going. But I'll dive a little bit more into that here in a little bit. But let's go to the phone lines, 205-342-9904. We got Tommy up first. Tommy, welcome in. Tommy, you with us? Going once, twice. All right, we'll circle back. Tommy might have had to drop, but we'll get him back on there. We got Wayne up next. Wayne, welcome in. Wayne, you there? Did they both drop, guys? Okay. It looks like they both dropped. Well, that's interesting. I feel like I heard a phone sound. All right. No worries. Well, guys, if you want to circle back, you guys know the drill. 205-342-9904. Check Reed or Chase, whoever's behind the glass. Check to see if there's a problem with the phone lines. That's weird if they both just happen to drop like that. That'd be kind of weird. But we'll get back on that in a second. But we'll get back to this interview for a minute.
Three of your second college football season. Could you have imagined playing in, you know, such a high profile game kind of at this stage of your career? Has that kind of set in yet for you?
I honestly haven't thought about it that way. I'm just, you know, taking it one day at a time, one week at a time. And, you know, I've been very blessed to be able to play a lot so far in my career and just being able to go out there and try and get better every single week and prove myself. And I know that, you know, all the guys on offense and, you know, the whole team, really, we have a chip on our shoulder from, you know, like we hear the noise. We try and block it out as much as we can, but we hear it. So just being able to go out there and prove ourselves right that, you know, we work just as hard as anyone else, if not harder. And we're excited for our opportunity to show that.
Where do you?
I'm just kind of confused when he says, like, we hear the noise. Like, I mean, like, of course you'll be an underdog, man. I mean, I don't know why he's adding, like, surprise, but I don't know. Maybe they're trying to take that approach, but we'll see.
Hear the noise. Is it social media? Is it strangers at the restaurant? Is it friends and family? Where does that come in? Where does that break your bubble?
I deleted a lot of my social media. I did the same thing last year. Just I try and not hear or see as much as I can. But, you know, it's hard to completely get away. There's always, you know, someone saying something or something that'll pop up on my phone. And, yeah, I see it. And you know, I don't, you know, try to. But, you know, when I do see it, you know, it gets me a little fired up. It gives me a little bit more motivation to come into work every single day and to give it my all.
So a little bit of that's a good thing. It can be a good thing.
I think so.
Is there any one of those flights that have kind of really stuck with you this week?
Not that I'm going to share, no.
Was it from any of us?
I don't think so.
Hey, you talked about making checks at the line. That's a freedom that maybe not every college system or college quarterback gets. Just how impactful has it been the first 2 weeks here to be able to check in and out of plays and kind of get to a look you want to?
Yeah, I think it's been very beneficial. At the end of the day, we should be able to run against any look we see. We're the University of Wisconsin, so that's kind of who we are. But, you know, if we can get any advantage that we can, that's going to be great, and it's going to, you know, help our guys up front. So, yeah, it is an advantage to us, but I think, you know, we have to take our mentality also that we should be able to run the ball against anybody and whatever we see. So.
Kind of what do you remember from that game that you were watching on TV a year ago?
I know this was the game that, you know, Tyler went down. I remember that. I remember it was close early. I think they scored right before halftime. I want to say that. And then, yeah, just being able to play four full quarters this year is going to be huge for us. Starting off hot, starting, being able to, you know, get the game all the way to the fourth quarter, make it close. And then just, you know, do our thing at the end of the game to do whatever we need to come out there with a W.
Oops, hold on. A quick little ad break. And we're back.
Coach Fickell was talking about on Monday, just to adapt to the crowd noise there. It's just a different environment than you're going to see in other places. What's your experience like with that? Like, how either high school to now, college, like, how have you dealt with, you know, loud situations as a quarterback?
Well, last year, any loud situation, we were a clap cadence. So really didn't have too much of an effect on our operation. But now we have a few things that we've been working on. You know, the silent cadences, stuff like that. So just being able to go out there and execute that at a high level. And I know we will. We're putting a lot of stress on it. So I know that, you know, the guys are going to, you know, do their best to make that as perfect as it can be on Saturday. And just looking forward to the environment. I love, you know, going on the road, going to, you know, a hostile environment and playing. I feel like that's a big stage, probably one of the biggest in college football. So just being able to go there and you know, line up our 11 versus their 11, I'm excited to see what happens.
Danny, after the game, you mentioned how you were having meetings with Irvine and things like that at the game. What's kind of like a weekly schedule for you? How much are you able to put into this with the different meetings that you have with different groups?
Yeah, I know. I'm thankful that I have some online classes, so my class schedule is pretty free. So just being able to, you know, talk with the guys after practice, come here in the mornings before practice, extra film review with coaches, with players, everything that we've been able to do so far, you know, last week, and I know that we're going to do again this week. It's definitely something that, you know, plays to our advantage. The more that, you know, we're comfortable with the game plan, that we're comfortable with knowing what we're seeing, knowing what we're going to get. I think that'll be an advantage to the Badgers come Saturday.
So there you have it. That was Wisconsin's quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who will be playing, suiting up for them tomorrow. Again, their original starter will be out of the game. But a lot of questions about Alabama, you know, obviously coming here. Everybody's always wondering how these guys take on that challenge. But he sounds confident. If you ask me, he sounds like he's confident in I don't know if it's from watching the Florida State tape or just coming from within, but we'll see. Looking to be a good matchup. We got to hit a timeout. We come back. Going to listen to a quick little snippet from our friends over the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Roger Hoover had on, I think their play-by-play broadcaster, Matt LePay, with the Crimson Drive. So want to get his perspective on this matchup. Plus, we'll be joined by Reagan Starner of R&R Cigars here at noon as well with his smoking hot pick. So we'll get to that when we come back right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
Coming up on The Game with Ryan Fowler.
Coming up on the Friday edition of The Game, we will be less than 24 hours away from Alabama, Wisconsin. We're going to get you ready for that big game as we'll talk to Josh from College Football Nerds. We'll talk to Brent Beard. We'll talk to Lee Sterling. And we're going to do an SEC Parlay Pick Day presented by Bryant Hart Construction right here starting at 2 p.m. on The Game with Ryan Fowler on Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, your home of Alabama Crimson Tide Sports.
The longest running sports program in downtown. Don't miss it. Free entry, cold beer, and great times at Government Plaza. Details at TuscaloosaOctoberfest.com.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393.
High-quality ingredients. We want to say, that sounds great. We've been doing that since 1974.
Under the biggest cactus in town, Taco Costa.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama,
we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies
and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're
You're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors.
That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky mostly sunny this afternoon, the high today around 90. Clear tonight, below 66. Tomorrow and Sunday, lots of sunshine both days. Highs between 90 and 93. Monday, another mostly sunny day, the high at 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 87 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. We got plenty of time, so we're rolling with some of these clips from some other folks, right? Just heard from the quarterback of Wisconsin previewing the matchup. Now we're going to go over to the Crimson Drive with our my friends over at the Crimson Tide Sports Network, Roger Hoover interviewing Matt LePay, who is the play-by-play broadcaster for Wisconsin. So nice to get some other opinions on here, especially when it's a little bit slower, right? We had phone lines free up, so going to go to this real quick before we get to Reagan here at the top of the hour. So let's hear from play-by-play broadcaster Matt LePay of Wisconsin.
How's everything going up in Wisconsin?
It's going well. Good to talk to you again. Looking forward to catching up with you and Chris this weekend. And yeah, so far so good. They've won a couple games. I'm not going to say they look great doing it, but they have won their first couple games. So people are, not going to say really happy, but they're somewhat happy right now.
Let's go back to week three last season, though, when Alabama made the trip to Madison to take on the Badgers. Kind of after that ball game, what was next for Wisconsin? What the rest of the 2024 season look like?
Well, it was such a they really had bad luck with quarterbacks staying healthy. You know, that first drive when Tyler Van Dyke had the season-ending injury, it took a lot of air out of Wisconsin. It would be very hard to say that the outcome would have been any different had he stayed healthy. But they, you know, 2 years ago, they lose their starter, Tanner Mordecai, for a chunk of the season. They've lost their starter at the first game this season. The backup has played well. But last year for Wisconsin, it was a disappointment. That it was the first time since 2001 that the Badgers did not qualify for a bowl game. And as they had a couple coulda, shouldas. You know, they were playing really well against Penn State, picked six turns a game around. They played really well against Oregon. Oregon probably had a below average performance by its standards, but it was a 3-point game. And then really toward the end of the season, you could just see the lack of depth, the lack of size up front. Wisconsin was being run on almost at will at times. And things just kind of went sideways. And they end up with a 5-7 record, which is very, very uncharacteristic. Now, the tradition isn't as a matchup with Alabama, but Wisconsin has had a very, very respected program for a long time. So that was a tough pill to swallow for people up here just having a 5-win season.
Listen, paying $14.99 a month for a streaming app and $9.99 a month for a music app.
So with that, what was the offseason priority for Coach Fickell, first of all, with his staff and then building the roster for 2025?
Well, he has a new offensive coordinator, and he actually made that change, dismissing Phil Longo after the Oregon game last November. And he hired Jeff Grimes, who's been multiple places, including a run at BYU. He was at Kansas last year, and now in his first year here, veteran coach, really highly respected. And for Wisconsin fans, some of the stuff that they're doing looks similar to some of the better offenses, at least schematically, that they had when Paul Chryst was the offensive coordinator, and even some of the better offenses he had as a head coach. They want to be more physical. They want to have more of a commitment to the running game. The problem is the offensive line has been in flux. That's been an issue without doubt. Their projected starting left tackle had a season-ending injury during spring ball. They've already made some switches. The right tackle is now a left tackle. The right guard is the right tackle, and they really had to shuffle the deck. And I think everybody has seen the growing pains. You always hear about you need continuity in the offensive line. Wisconsin doesn't have that right now. Hopefully it will develop as the season goes on, but running the football has not been great. You know, they got on the edge just with receivers on end arounds and a little reverse action. But otherwise, it's been a little bit of a tough go here so far.
So far, two games in, what stood out to you about the first two ball games you all have had at Camp Randall Stadium?
Yeah, defense has been better. Going back to your previous question, one of the things they really wanted to do was get bigger and have more depth on the interior of the defensive line. And they feel like they can go six deep inside. You guys like Ben Barton, JVR Suggs, transfer from LSU, and a couple of other transfers. They tried to use the portal to get some depth and to get some more 300-pounders, something they were lacking in up front. And on the edges, they've got a lot of different body types, but someone who's emerged, at least in the first two games, is Mason Reiger. He's from Hoffman Estates, Illinois, but he's a transfer from Louisville. And couldn't play last year because of an injury for Louisville, couldn't participate in spring ball here as he was continuing to rehab. But these first couple of games, he has been a factor. So they've been tougher to run on. But at the same time, you know, I'm pumping the brakes on that because they have not played teams neither is a Power Four team. Miami University had no returning starters from a year ago. Middle Tennessee is struggling. So things ramp up. You know, the schedule is a pretty aggressive one that Wisconsin's playing starting this weekend. So we'll see how the Badgers can hold up against some of the better teams running the football.
And back to the offensive side of the ball, again, there have been some injuries already affecting Wisconsin, but what can you tell us about the quarterback position, what we may see there coming up on Saturday?
Yeah, I think the feeling is there's more talent overall at that position than there was a year ago, and I think maybe one of the bigger reasons is there's more experience. Danny O'Neill has stepped in. He had his first start as a Badger last week and was really efficient. He started at San Diego State last year, was the first freshman to start an opening game for San Diego State since that program became an FBS school. And that goes back to, I guess, 1969, 1970, something like that. And he was pretty good out of San Diego State. He's not a big guy. He can run it when he needs to. You know, he's pretty good at making something out of nothing. You know, he's been, again, efficient throwing the ball. I'm not going to say he has a rocket arm, but he's been good. He's delivered the ball when the opportunity has been there. So, you know, how long Billy Edwards is going to be out remains to be seen. He was injured in the first half of their opening game against Miami of Ohio. But I think there's a growing comfort level that Danny O'Neill can keep things going here with this offense. He has the word swagger is overused, but here it goes. He has a little bit of that to him. Luke Fickell calls it athletic arrogance, and that's a compliment. He just has a belief in himself, and I think that becomes contagious with his teammates. So it's a pretty decent situation that they have at that position to have someone who's the backup, but who's been a starter. So he doesn't have that deer in the headlights. Certainly didn't have that in the first two games this season.
And then how about the Badgers on special teams?
Well, that's an area they've really wanted to ramp up. I think in today's game, it's harder and harder to get a lot of returns, either on kickoffs or on punts. Nathaniel Vakos, he won a pretty good kicking battle with a young man named Gavin Lom, who's a Wisconsin native. Vakos has been in the program now. This is his third year. He's transferred from Ohio University. Good strong leg. He had three field goals last year of 50-plus, including one against the Tide, one of the few highlights Wisconsin had in that game. So that area has been, I think, that they feel pretty good about that. The punter, Atticus Bertrams, and I'm not going to say he's been off to a great start yet, but he has a very strong leg. His numbers were really good last year, so they feel better there. But like as you know, I think as we talk, I don't know if Alabama's had a lot of return opportunities either. But they do feel like they have some guys, if the opportunity is there, if it's Tyrell Henry in the punt return game or Vinny Anthony in the kick return game, they have a couple of guys who could be pretty dangerous.
And for the Crimson Tide, up next after this ball game, the gauntlet of the SEC schedule begins. Some really tough matchups. I know the same could be said for Wisconsin in the Big Ten. Just kind of set the table for what's ahead after this meeting in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, there are a lot of folks out there, those who rate schedules, who have Wisconsin's at or near the top in terms of difficulty. They'll open up Big Ten play against Maryland, which has actually been off to a pretty good start in the first couple of weeks. They're not talked about a whole lot. But what everybody really looks at with Wisconsin is the month of October. They'll have a bye after Maryland, but their October schedule, they go to Michigan, they have home games against Iowa and Ohio State, then they fly to Eugene, Oregon to play the Ducks, who doesn't look like they've dropped off from a team that won the Big Ten a year ago.
All right, so that was Matt LePay, a play-by-play broadcaster for Wisconsin, talking with Roger Hoover with our friends over on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, previewing this matchup and a little bit more. So a lot of good information from him. So good deal. We're going to hit this top of the hour break, because when we come back, we'll be joined by Reagan Starner of R&R Cigars for his smoking hot picks. And we'll take a look at several big college football matchups this weekend, including Alabama, Wisconsin. Get his thoughts on the games and all that. When we come back right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In the NFL, the Packers defeated the Commanders 28-17. Jordan Love completed 19 of 31 passes for 292 yards and two touchdowns. One of them went to Tucker Kraft, who also had six catches for 124 yards. Green Bay lost their wide receiver Jaden Reed to a broken collarbone, but they do expect him back at some point this season. Washington lost their running back Austin Eckler, who went down on a non-contact injury and is believed to have suffered a torn Achilles. In baseball, the Mariners walked it off again.
Swung on, popped up. Lugo backs up. He makes the catch. Polanco tagging. Here comes the throw. Polanco steaming home. He slides. He's safe as the Mariners win. Sir Harry Ford walks it off with a...
Downtown. Don't miss it. Free entry, cold beer, and great times at Government Plaza. Details at TuscaloosaOctoberfest.com.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9140.
And drink will be available for purchase. Mark your calendar. Tuscaloosa Oktoberfest, September 20th at Government Plaza. Learn more at TuscaloosaOctoberfest.com.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strong as steel. A specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611.
95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC are partnering with Baumhauer's Victory Grill this season to put you in the best seats in the house at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Sign up online at 95.3thebear.com, on the app, or the Tide 100.9 app. Each week, we'll pick a winner for a pair of tickets to an Alabama home football game. Baumhauer's Victory Grill. With two locations in Tuscaloosa. Harper Lee Drive and Baumhauer South on Courtney Drive. Let Baumhauer's Victory Grill put you in the best seats in the house. With 95.3 The Fair and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC. The Tide Tailgate Show is always on just before the Crimson Tide Sports Network live broadcast on 95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC and online at 95.3thebear.com and Tide100.9.com. game day traffic reports to get you to Bryant Denny Stadium.
Live reports from our Bama beat reporter, Wyatt Fulton.
Game day picks from the top games.
And this year, special insight each week
from Roll Tide Willie. The Tide Tailgate Show originates live from Grandstand in Tuscaloosa's Timberson Square.
Come sip beverages or grab a bite before or after the
game. More info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Once again with Christian Miller taking him down.
It's time for the Miller's Edge
with New York Giants legend
and South Carolina Hall of Famer Corey Miller
and his son,
four-time SEC champion
and two-time national champion Christian Miller.
And knocked down again, it was Christian Miller.
Here is college football playoff national champion
Christian Miller
on Tide 100.9
and 1230 AM WTBC.
And welcome back into this Friday edition of Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's arch support experts. Talking a little bit of Alabama, Wisconsin again tomorrow, 11 a.m. kick here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, looking to build off the momentum that they established last week against ULM. And we're about to build off of the momentum from hour number one with our good friend Reagan of R&R Cigars getting his smoking hot picks here on the show for the first time this season. Good weekend for it, though, because a lot of good games in college football. Reagan, welcome in, man.
Hey, what's up, man?
Man, can't complain, brother. Excited to talk some ball, man. Look, I'll be honest with you. I was looking at some of these games for this weekend. We got some good ones, bro, so I'm really curious to get your thoughts, and I guess we can go ahead and jump straight into it. Now, I'm just going to start with some heat, man. Somebody just brought them up. They're on the forefront of my mind. Georgia, number six, Georgia travels on the road, Reagan, to face number 15, Tennessee. Both teams undefeated through 2 weeks of action. This afternoon game on ABC, but you know this place very well, just like I do. You travel there. You've spent a lot of time there. Rocky Top, man, it's a tough place to play. They've got a new quarterback in Joey Aguilar taking over. I guess was pursuing the bag and didn't really work out so well. But anyway, they look pretty good. I'll be honest with you.
It didn't work out for him very well, I would say. But I mean, maybe it did. I guess he got paid. So
and to be fair, he claims it wasn't about the bag. I think he claims it was more family motivated. But
family needed the bag. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. But look, Joey Aguilar, I'm pretty sure he set some type of record in one of these games. But anyway, they look pretty good. But we just know the challenge of playing at Tennessee, man. How do you see this game going? What are your thoughts on it? Let me see. Do you have the line in front of you? I think Georgia's minus three and a half.
Three and a half, yeah.
What do you think about
Georgia's
that?
Minus three and a half. It opened at 6.5. Now it's down to 3.5. So, I don't know. This one is tough because it's like both of them, you know, who have they played, right? I want to give it to Georgia. I want to go with Georgia because, you know, I think Kirby Smart's just, and I need Tennessee to be bad. Like, let's be real. Like, I want Tennessee to be bad. I don't want any question about the victory cigars. When it comes to, you know, third Saturday in October, I want them to be bad. But I like Georgia here. It's Kirby. Kirby just doesn't lose a lot unless it's to Alabama. I'm just not going to buy into Tennessee based on a beating of Syracuse, man. Give me the dogs.
Really? Yeah. That's a tough one for me, man. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a tough one for me, but you're right. It's hard to tell because so early in the season, nobody's really played anybody just yet. And so that's why I was just telling somebody, because they're asking me about us facing Georgia. And I was like, man, I'll know more after this Tennessee game. It's just hard for me to say.
I'll know more about Alabama after Wisconsin, too.
Fair enough. Yeah. I think the ultimate litmus test for this Alabama team will be that Georgia game, at least for me. Yeah. Wisconsin will tell me a little bit more, I agree, but Georgia. I want to see how we stack up.
Well, with the Wisconsin game, it's important for them to come out at least 2 weeks in a row, right? You know,
true.
Can they keep the, like, was last week's game, was it?
Because was of ULM. It,
was it just BTA after a loss, or, is this the new mindset? So, I'm sure we're going to talk about the Alabama game in a second.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we do that, though, I want to get your thoughts on this one. This looks to be an interesting matchup as well. You've got Notre Dame taking on Texas A&M. And I believe number 16, A&M will be traveling to number 8, Notre Dame, who is 0-1 right now. Notre Dame is a -6.5 favorite, Reagan. How are you feeling about this one, man?
I tell you what, early college football game weeks are no joke.
I'm telling you.
You know, because, the schedule this weekend is actually pretty good. I mean, if you keep looking at, who all is playing, these are just the games that we're picking. I mean, you've got South Florida and Miami. Who would have thought that would have been a top 25 matchup? Florida LSU, and that's not a top 25 matchup. Texas A&M, Notre Dame, Vandy, South Carolina.
Even Clemson, Georgia Tech could be interesting. I know a lot of people think Georgia Tech could be, and Clemson has to travel there.
I like A&M in this one. I'm not bought into Notre Dame,
Really?
I think they had a great team last year. I still think that they have a great coach. But last year was a fluke for them. I think that's not going to be the standard. Losing to Miami last week, I still think that they're going to lose again this week. I like, and they're 6.5-point favorite. Give me the Aggies. It's time for the Aggies.
Dang, man. So you got Notre Dame starting out 0-2, bro. I mean, that's fair. I mean, you look at, Marcel Reed, who was banged up last week. I think he should be good to go, but, obviously probably won't be 100%. But the two games, he's got 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and this obviously is going to be the biggest challenge. So it'll be interesting to see how he handles it. But, yeah, it's going to be tough, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm leaning Notre Dame in this game, honestly. But I think it will be very competitive. And it is a rematch of last year's opener, so that will be fun. You mentioned USF Miami. I'm not going to lie. That it's crazy that USF is on this run, but it makes you really tip your hat to I forgot the coach's name, but he came from Tennessee. Other thing is I didn't realize he was, allegedly born in Russia. Kind of a random fact there. But anyway.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and it may be.
With a name like Golish.
I guess so. Yeah, I was about to say I just randomly saw that fact. But that being said, are you buying into the USF Kool-Aid, Reagan, or do you think they just kind of got a little lucky against Florida and they're going to kind of return to being a USF team? Because they're facing Miami at Miami. This will be a good challenge for them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's a great coach. He's definitely had his teams ready to play in big moments. Whether it was the monsoon or I'm sorry, not the monsoon, but yeah, wasn't it the monsoon game versus Alabama? He's given Alabama a tough time.
Last year too, when they came to Tuscaloosa. Yeah. Now their quarterback does low key look like a baby Cam Newton. So,
it's hard to say. Again, it's week one. It's week one, week two. Are these teams real? I don't know, but 17.5-point favorite for against the team that just beat Florida is you know, that's rough. So, I like South Florida to cover. I don't know about when, but I think it'll be closer to 17.5.
Fair. That's fair. Let me ask you this real quick before we get to Alabama, Wisconsin. And I know we mentioned it briefly, but Florida at LSU, and LSU is, you know, number 3 in the country right now after beating Clemson to open things up. LSU's only a -7.5 favorite in this game. Again, Florida coming off that loss to USF, man. How do you feel about this one? And it is a nighttime game in Baton Rouge, so obviously, you know, that's going to be quite the challenge for Florida.
There's one thing that I think I really do feel certain about, and that's Florida's not a good team. I'm going to go with LSU in this one. LSU's at least one versus Clemson. So, you know, and I think that's a big win versus Clemson, even though Clemson played bad. You know, they shut Klubnik down. I don't know. Florida just gives me Willie Taggart vibes when they, Billy Napier reminds me of Willie Taggart. I'm not a huge fan. So I like LSU at home.
Yeah, me too. No, I definitely do. All right, here's the big one, the big ticket of them all. You got Wisconsin traveling to number 19. Alabama here in Tuscaloosa. That game kicks off at 11. Reagan, Alabama looking to continue their momentum from last week, beating ULM 73-0 here in Tuscaloosa, the first home game of the year. Obviously, the score, you know, was huge, but I think that was something even greater was the intensity, the effort, the things that we didn't see in week one, right? Now, I know Alabama is a big favorite in this game. It's like -20.5. But how do you see this game going, Reagan? I know I've heard some people think that Wisconsin might come down here, make it a little bit more of a challenge than some people expect, again, with like such a big spread like that. Do you think Bama's able to ride that momentum from last week? Do you think they show up a little inconsistent? How do you see this one going?
I like Alabama, man. Roll Tide. They looked great last week. They looked great last week. They look great now. They're just incredible. Last week, I don't know if you can play the perfect college football game, but I felt like that was pretty close. Everybody seemed to be doing their jobs and doing their jobs well. The balls from Ty and Keelan and Mac all looked great coming out of their hands, and the receivers were open. They're making blocks. The defense was swarming. They were having big hits. They were forcing fumbles. Just all of the things that you want Alabama to do. They were running the football with power, all of that. So it was a wonderful game. I hope that they're ready to go again this week, and I think they will be. And I think, you know, I think it was an important game for them to answer the doubters, answer the haters, and show that it wasn't just words, you know, because a lot of people were like, I need to see it. I need to see it. I need to see it. You know, like, these guys talk too much. Well, you know what? They talked and then they backed it up with their play on the field. So, I like it. I like them to go. I want them to go in there.
You think Alabama covers, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. Well, especially I think Wisconsin's not even having their starting quarterback. So I was already Alabama covers, and now I think it's Alabama blowout.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, it's kind of watching.
I want to say 69-0, but
That would be quite the statement, right? 73-0 against ULM is one thing. You know, beat Wisconsin. 69-0, your favorite score. That definitely would be quite the statement. We'll see. I mean, I definitely can see it going a number of ways, and I guess we'll find out early tomorrow. Reagan, that being said, man, tell everybody how they can watch it with you guys, right? Or even if they want to come in today, tonight. I know a lot of people are coming into town with it being an early game. Obviously, I'm well familiar with the mansion, but tell all the folks listening, man, if they want to go check it out. Again, 2703 Gary Fitz Street right there in that downtown area. And tell them what you guys got to offer. I'm sure you guys got some good specials and stuff going on this weekend, right?
Yeah, man, we've got all kinds of stuff. We've got the $5 golden hammers. We've got everything. We've got so many bourbons. We have so many things going on. We don't have the Canelo fight. I'm really sorry. They wanted $1,500 for us to show the Canelo fight.
It's on Netflix, though. You can't get away with that? Just put it on one TV?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that on air. You could have accidentally been watching it, and people could have
We don't do that. For us to show it at the bar would have been $1,500. We called the check. Like the UFC fights are like $900. We have the Canelo. We don't have the Canelo fight, but we have the UFC media or the UFC Noche. I think is that media Noche. I don't know. Maybe it's just UFC Noche. We've got that going on.
Midnight in Spanish, so maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know it's Noche something. Noche de Fido. I don't know. But we've got that, and obviously huge slate of games. We've got the NFL Sunday Ticket, $5 cocktails. We got a really cool special on Drew Estate cigars. You buy 20 of them, you get 20% off, plus free stuff. And it's a big weekend. It's a big big home game. So come down to the mansion, and we'll see you there.
Absolutely. And to show the Bama game, they're not running your pockets like that. So, guys, if you want to find a place to watch the game, if you're not going in it, they will be showing that on all the TVs there. So that's good news about, I guess, football, man. They don't try to run y'all's pockets. I still can't get over that. I mean, what if you just happened to, I don't know. I mean, you guys are a mansion. Maybe you could just, I don't know, just say, oh, no, it's just a little family watch party just with a couple more people. I don't know. Let me not get you in trouble on the air. Oh man, Reagan, I appreciate you, brother.
All right, man, I appreciate you. Can't wait to see you soon.
Yes, sir. Sounds good, man. Reagan Starner of R&R Cigars. Big thanks to him with his smoking hot picks, man. But you heard him. They'll be playing UFC again. I can't remember it. I have to look it up exactly what event it is. But I forgot, Chase, that Canelo fight is on. Good news is everybody has Netflix on their phones nowadays, so you can always just pull it up on your phone or iPad if you really want to while you hang out at the mansion, which is really cool. I definitely would urge you guys to do that. All right, we got to hit a timeout when we come back. We'll keep on rolling. We got some folks on the phone lines to get y'all's predictions. Again, we are taking predictions it's Prediction Friday. And if you get that right, man, you definitely get a chance to win some really cool stuff. So make sure you guys get in on that action right here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTVC.
800-285-8939. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-285-8939.
From our home base in Birmingham, Alabama, we are here treating patients from every generation
across the United States
and from around the world.
We're here for the rookies and the dreamers
trying to make a name for themselves.
We are here for the achievers
who are resilient
and won't take no for an answer.
We're here for the coaches,
athletic trainers, and mentors
who are shaping the next generation of legends.
We are here for you,
aggressively pursuing
victory over injury.
Learn more at andrewsportsmedicine.com.
Do you have cracks or potholes that are dragging down your property's appeal? Hey, I'm Christian Miller, and at Asphalt Restoration, we transform driveways and parking lots with expert repairs, new paving, or resurfacing. Fast, durable, and family-owned quality that you can trust. Don't let small issues turn into big expenses. Call 205-393-9149 for your free estimate today. That's 205-393-9149. Asphalt Restoration, where smooth roads start.
Roll Tide.
Hey, it's Christian Miller, and I want to tell you about our great friends over at Brian Harding Construction. Located in the heart of Tuscaloosa, Brian Harding Construction is woman-owned and strongest steel, a specialty manufacturing firm with expertise in structural steel fabrication, ASME code piping and vessels, CNC machine work, welding, laser cutting, pipe fitting, industrial maintenance, and crane rental. With a proven track record of over 30-plus years of experience, no one is better fit for the job. For an evaluation, contact Brian Harding Construction today at 205-752-9611. Again, that's Brian Harding Construction at 205-752-9611. 9611.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
The sky mostly sunny this afternoon, the high today around 90. Clear tonight, the low 66. Tomorrow and Sunday, lots of sunshine both days, highs between 90 and 93. Monday, another mostly sunny day, the high at 93. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 89 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Into this free-for-all Friday edition of the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Tommy up first. Hopefully, I think he's good to go this time. Tommy, you with us?
Hey, man. How are you? Sorry about the other thing. Something came up. I had to take
some time. No, you're fine, brother. You're fine, man. No, I just wanted to make sure it wasn't our phone lines because you and the other call that we had both, had dropped. So, no, I just want to make sure it wasn't us. What's going on, Tommy? How are you this Friday?
I'm good. How are you? I mean, I'm looking forward tomorrow to the game. And Mama needed to just bring it to Wisconsin. No, that up.
I'm looking forward to word.
No mercy.
That's right.
No mercy. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, and I think, look, I mean, the biggest thing is to take that next step, right? We took a step last week, even though it was ULM, me and my dad talked about it. And you know, we're very honest on this show. So if we're saying we were pleased with it, that we're not just saying that. So that means something. I think the biggest thing is building off of that. You got a chance to do that against when I say quality opponent, I mean, again, I don't really think this Wisconsin team is going to be in the top 25 or anything at the end of the year. But I do think, look, they've got better players. They've, you know, addressed some needs in the portal. And I think if you have a nice showing against a Wisconsin football team, right, who's not a ULM, I think that's the next step necessary. I think that builds even more confidence going into this bye week before you really get down and dirty and you have to go on the road to Athens. So that's my goal out of this game. Kind of similar to what we talked about last week, Tommy, just playing your game, faceless opponents, doesn't matter who it is, just know these guys are going to be better than the guys last week. But you should have that same mentality check last week, right? And that's probably my biggest question mark, Tommy, is, right, do they feel like, all right, we went out, not necessarily, okay, we avenged ourselves for that week one game, right? Now we just kind of go back to, not saying it's showing up how they showed up against week one, but just kind of going back into the groove. Or do you say, no, we need to have that same fire that we had last week every week? If they can do that, man, and then channel it that away, I think this team would definitely get back on track.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're going to see great quarterbacks every week.
Mm-hmm.
From LSU, Auburn, Tennessee, Georgia, Vanderbilt, South Carolina. There's really no off week with quarterbacks. So, we just need a defensive line and to bring the heat. And get some sack and keep me quarterback in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, granted. All right, my score would be 24-16.
Wait, you said 24-16?
No, 34.
Oh, 34. Okay, I was about to say, that sounds a little close, Tommy. 34-16. All right. So, 16.
No. Well, that's just a number pops up in my head. I mean, you know, I hear voices, but don't tell nobody.
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell your net. I'm telling you that.
Wait, so 16, though. Tell me how you get in that 16. So that would be two touchdowns with two-point conversions, or how you getting that 16? Just came to you?
20 field goals.
Or two touchdowns and a safety.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Could be. Yeah. Could be. Fair enough. Yeah. No, I just was curious. I didn't know if you had anything specific. I just came to you. Good enough, though. 34-16. Does that have that's just shy of covering. That's just shy of covering. So yeah. The bettors probably wouldn't be too happy with that one, Tommy, but a win is a win. Wow. So
that's all I want is a win.
That's all you want for Christmas is an Alabama win, man. Tommy, we appreciate you, brother.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend. I'm Tommy.
Yes, sir. You do the same, man. Good deal. All right, let's keep on rolling. We got Ram up next. Ram, welcome in.
Hey, Christian. You hear me okay?
Yes, sir. We got you. Ram, what's up?
Oh, I'm at the park as usual. Just a quick note. The reason I always say something about the dogs, I'm a dog person. I love my dogs. Yeah. That's why I say that. But go ahead.
Oh, no, I said absolutely. Yeah, no, I mean, the dog people are the best people, man. If you're a cat person, I'm a little scared of you.
Well, you know what my granddaddy told me?
What's that?
He said, don't trust a person that doesn't like dogs.
There you go. See, that's a better way of putting it. That's how I should have put it. No disrespect to the cat folks out there.
But, Christian, a question before I give you my score. And you touched on it yesterday about someone asked about putting a spy on the quarterback. And you said you got to have the man. You got to have somebody with speed.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, what's the other option on that?
You just got to just work games and things to try to contain them or really kind of change the philosophy about the rush. I mean, really maintaining the integrity of your pass rush lanes is another way of just trying to really contain the quarterback, especially one that's mobile. I mean, know that the guys that have contained, they need to keep contained, right? They can't get caught inside, cheating inside. They got to, you know, maintain that structure of collapse in the pocket. But, I mean, look, every team should have at least somebody. I'm not saying we don't have anybody. I'm just saying, like, I mean, Quay Russo, I mean, he allegedly is really fast. I mean, he probably could do it, but I just don't think we have a lot of those guys. Like, we've always naturally just had somebody, even if it was an inside backer. I mean, and maybe you could. I mean, you could use a guy like Justin Jefferson to be the spy if you needed to. It's just if you're using somebody like that, you just have to have somebody else to fill in the other spot. Because if he's spying, you get what I'm saying? And it's a nickel look.
Yeah.
Technically, that'd be like using him as an edge guy, so to speak. So you bring in another backer. So you just got to make sure you know, have the other personnel, which technically, I guess they could do something like that. But those are kind of your two options. Find somebody, whether it be maybe an inside backer that could also do it, or just try to really just emphasize, you know, when you're running games or just, you know, just rushing in general. You just have to have really good, you know, rush lanes and integrity of maintaining that, you know, pocket, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I don't know how fleet of foot this young man is we're facing, but I was just curious about that particular thing. And the line has got me a little worried, but I'm going to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
38-13, Christian.
I like it. I mean, that's kind of probably my ballpark, 38-13. That's fair. I mean, that's definitely beating the whatever it's called. I got to get better with these betting terms, man. Beating the spread? Is that how you say that?
Yeah, that's one way to say it. Yeah.
Beating the spread or covering. I think that's what they say, covering. There we go. All right. Yeah, I'm getting better. Sorry, guys. I promise. I've just never been a big better, so I'm not great with that. Yeah, no, I like it, Ram. I like it. No, I think that's fair.
Okay, great. I hope my wife listened to me about the betting slang. So,
don't get in trouble on the show.
I'm not. Christian. All right, roll tide. Watch those dogs.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right. Appreciate that, Ram. Good deal. All right, so Tommy was 34-16. Ram was 38-13. Let me make sure I remember those two numbers. Chase Reed, you guys have y'all score predictions?
I'm going to roll. LOL. I'm going to roll with the Tide in this one. I'm going to go 42-13. I think Bama will pull away in the second half. I think Wisconsin's going to be like, we want to get out of here. We want to leave Tuscaloosa. We're going to go back and regroup.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it. I'm going to go, let's see, and we still got time in the rest of the show. I just want to leave some space just in case anybody else wants to hop on here for that last segment that we're about to hit. Man, I'm trying to think. Let me envision this. I like envisioning things, right, kind of how I see it going. I do see it being a little closer in the first half. I was kind of pulling away. I do see us having some explosive plays down the field, leading to some good scoring opportunities, right? I'll even go as far as to this. I think Ryan Williams responds in this game. I just know, like, as a competitor, man, having a bad game, like, is one of the best motivators. Like, seriously, especially if you're the type of competitor that's, like, really driven from within, like, you're like, a biggest critic. I can just see Ryan having a big game, man. And I think Ty builds out the confidence that he – like, that's what I feel like – and, again, I know we need to establish our running game, and I hope we do that. I hope we run the ball first and foremost. I hope it's similar to what we saw last week, running the football, getting those short, easy rhythm throws for Ty to get in his groove, but then letting him spin it when he has the opportunity, man. I know Wisconsin has some senior presence in their secondary. One of their better players on defense is one of their safeties, but I still just think we have too much horsepower with our guys on the outside. That being said, I do see us putting up some points. I see it probably, but see, Wisconsin in defense has looked decent, but they haven't played anybody, so I just don't know if they're legit or not. But I'm going to bank on, regardless, if they were, I'm going to bank on our guys. I'll put us in, you said 42, Chase, I'm trying to think. So 7-14, 21-28, 35, 5 touchdowns. Man, I'm going to go 38. I'm going to give us 5 touchdowns and a field goal. I just don't know. I don't know how many field goals. I'm not saying we don't trust our kicker, but I don't know. I'm going to go 38. I'm going to go 38-13. I wouldn't be shocked if they're probably going to, score here or there, maybe a couple field goals. I'll give them a touchdown and 2 field goals. I'm going to go 38-13, that's my number, which, wait, is that exactly what Ram just had? Wait. It doesn't matter. I came up with that just thinking of my process. So I'm going 38-13, which if you are betting, that does cover it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is what Ram had. So maybe Ram just influenced me, but I'm going 5 touchdowns and a field goal, them having 1 touchdown and 2 field goals. I don't know. That's how I'm playing it out in my head. We're going with it. Looking at our chat, 45-17 from LK, Wisconsin getting a late TD. Fair. That's a good way to put it, too. I can see that. Maybe for my 13, them having 2 field goals and late in the game scoring. Dr. Crystal has 42-10. I dig it. Some tells me, I feel like somebody's going to hit the score prediction this week.
Christian, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be 35-17 Bama. Watch it.
35-17 Bama. All right. We got Reed there. 35-17. Phil's got 40-18. Some of these numbers, guys, I'm just curious, how do y'all come up with them, though? Like 18. That's an interesting one. 49-7. Bama rolls. Justin's feeling confident. But 18. Let's break that one down, because Tommy said 16. That's either 2 touchdowns with 2 two-point conversions or 2 touchdowns, PATs, and then a safety. But 18, that's an interesting number, guys. I'm trying to think. I mean, off rip, 2 touchdowns with 2-point conversions and a safety, you could get 18. Chase Reed, y'all got any other way to get to 18? Phil's laughing.
Maybe 6 field goals?
Oh, yeah, bet. Duh. Thank you. Thank you, Reed. 6 field goals. There you go. Or a touchdown. Miss the PAT, that would be 6. A regular field goal, that's 9. Wait, where am I going with this? another regular field goal, that's 12. Or I guess four field goals and a touchdown with the missed PAT. That would be kind of crazy. I don't know. All right, let's do this. Let's hit our timeout before we come back and really put a bow on everything, give our predictions. And if you guys want to throw this in here, because we used to do this all the time, MVPs of the game. Give me an offensive MVP and a defensive MVP. I think that would be a good one. We'll do that when we come back on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store. America's Art Sport Experts will be right back.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes the catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks the tackle, scores, scores, scores.
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide hit the turf to face the Wisconsin Badgers. Our coverage begins at 8 a.m. on your home.
Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
This is Miller's Edge on Tide 100.9.
Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's Arch Support Experts. And don't forget about our friends over at Asphalt Restoration. Again, all your pavement asphalt needs, man, make sure you guys check them out. New partner here on the Miller's Edge. Big thanks to those guys there. All right, let's go back to the phone lines, wrap things up. Again, we've been doing score predictions. I just threw mine out there. 38-10 is what I'm – no, I said 38-13, I'm sorry, is what I'm going with. And we'll see, man. See if you guys have some luck, man. I hope somebody wins it because, again, I mean, I got to plan on getting some signed football, stuff like that, over to you guys, whoever does finally hit. But, again, make sure you guys keep track of it because I've been doing the show. I'm not going to lie. If you drop it in the stream, I think I should be able to just go back and look here, which is good. If you called in, I know Chase has been taking calls, Reed, right? So hopefully we can remember those. And I'll try to at least jot those down for sure once I get a pen in front of me, which moving forward, I will keep a pen with me at all times when we do these predictions. All right, back to the phone lines. Go 205-342-9904. We got Ellis up first. Ellis, welcome in.
What's up, Christian?
What's up, Ellis?
I don't know. I'm glad they got
wait, did you just say you don't know? I've never heard that one.
No, I didn't say I don't know. I know what's going on. I'm fixing to leave and head to Titletown here in a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Good deal. You know, you called yesterday, Ellis. I don't know if you knew you were on the phone lines, bro. You called, and then we answered. And I think you had
I know. I was cleaning. The man come back, and I started talking to him, and I forgot. I finally realized.
No, you're fine. It was the funniest thing. I was like, at first, I was like, I can't hear Ellis, man. And then I realized, I'm like, I don't even think he knows he's on the line right now.
He's an Auburn fan, so he was yakking, you know, so I had to straighten him up.
Yeah, it makes sense. Fair enough.
Well, I'm glad they caught that
guy. What you got for your score prediction, man?
They caught that guy.
We hadn't even talked about any of that politics. I mean, we're trying to lock in on football here. Ellis, tell me your score prediction.
48-17.
48-17?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. And I like it.
Ray Hubbard for defense and Jeremy Bernard for offense.
Yeah. Jeremy's been playing his tail off, man. Something just tells me Ryan's going to have a bounce back game, man. I feel like he's going to have a bounce back game. I just know he's a competitor, man. And I mean, like, I mean, think about how the team responded after all the media. I mean, dude, AJ, there's a lot of people that had some comments for Ryan Williams, man. I mean, and I know that everybody talks about blocking out the noise, but look, man, I know he was hearing it, and I think he's going to respond the right way. I'm excited
everybody,
to see what
everybody
he does.
Has a bad game, Christian. Everybody 100%. Has a bad day. Everybody has a bad game. They might have two bad games, but that young man's going to come back. He'll come back. Come back soon. You know,
no, he definitely will. I like those.
You know, he don't want to. Well, you know, you're showing what you can do so they'll pick you higher in the draft when you go to the draft. I don't believe players are just, well, I'm not going to play today, you know, and I don't think that like most people do. You see on social media, you know, so yeah, he'll come back. He'll come back strong.
Yeah, I hope so, man. I think there's a good chance for that. Well, Ellis, we're going to try to squeeze in Ragged real quick before we got to get out of here, man. We appreciate it. Be safe on that road, brother.
Yes, sir. Roll Tide.
Yes, sir. Roll Tide. All right, we got Ragged Glory up next. Ragged, what's up, man?
Man, it's a great day in Alabama. That's beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I know real quick you're going to have to get off. I wanted to, with all due respect to Wisconsin, based on what I've seen, they're gonna come in here with a chip on their shoulders. They've got something to prove to the SEC, especially Alabama, since we whooped their butts last time. They're gonna bring it fast. So I think that really, their only chance of really scoring is going to be early in the game. I'm going to give them 10. I thought about the 13 just like you did. But I'm cool with us slowly, methodically, rotating, changing packages and everything. I got 38 to 10. I think that I even see all three quarterbacks playing with different packages and spreading the ball around. I really feel it's going to end up being 38-10.
I think that's fair, man. I think that's fair. And that's why it's just kind of hard to tell because, again, I mean, this backup, he played last week, looked decent against Middle Tennessee, but, you know, I just don't know. I mean, I can see them pulling out some stuff that they don't typically run. I mean, we'll see.
Give me a four-man front and a dog about 3 feet in front of that doggone center of theirs. You know what? And you know what he's going to do? He's going to plug that hole. Save Keenan and save Jam. We're going to need him against Georgia.
Yeah, I'm with you. It sounds good to me. We're Ragged. I got you 38-10. Oh, you got any MVPs for the game? Offensive, defensive, real quick? I forgot.
Actually, no. I think it's going to be everybody's going to shine. There's going to be somebody. I don't really see an MVP. If it's my team and I got this game plan and scheme, we're going to spread it around. Everybody's going to shine.
I like it. I'll take it, man. Giving the whole team cred. I like it.
Yep.
Ragged, we appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the game, and we'll talk soon, man.
God bless you, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, man. God bless. Roll Tide. Good deal. That'll do it for us on this Free For All Friday. Appreciate everybody, all the messages here in the chat, all the listeners across radio, our stream, all that good stuff, man. Appreciate all you guys. Appreciate Chase and Reed behind the glass putting everything on for us here on the Miller's Edge, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC, presented by the Good Feet Store, America's art support experts. Don't forget, we'll be doing my post-game show with Gray Robertson tomorrow on the Crimson Tide Sports Network following the outcome of this Alabama-Wisconsin game at 11, so make sure you guys stay tuned for that for all your breakdowns. Best breakdown in terms of what happens in the game prior. That being said, we'll see you guys on Monday right here, Tide 100.9, 1230 WTBC.